This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What are you feeling? Moon principles of Vedic astrology. In Vedic astrology, the moon is the heart of your emotional world. It governs how you feel, react, and instinctively respond to life. By understanding where your moon is placed in terms of its house, sign, and nakshatra, plus the house where Cancer falls in your chart, you can gain profound insights into your emotional landscape. The moon represents your deep subconscious, your inner psychology, and the imprints you carry as a soul from past lives. It's the seat of your cravings, desires, and emotional imprints that shape your responses in this lifetime. Let's dive into these moon principles together and explore how they impact your feelings and inner world. 1. House placement of the moon, where your emotions are focused. The house your moon sits in gives clues about where you instinctively focus your emotional energy. This house influences where you seek comfort, emotional fulfillment, and a sense of security. If your moon is in the first house, you're likely to wear your emotions on your sleeve, and how you feel often shapes your sense of identity. Personal recognition and validation are emotionally fulfilling for you. Moon in the fourth house. Here, your feelings are tied to family, home, and inner peace. You crave a sense of rootedness, and you may find comfort in creating a nurturing space around you. Moon in the seventh house. Relationships are your emotional anchor. Your feelings often revolve around the give and take of close partnerships, and you feel most secure when emotionally connected with others. Moon in the 10th house. Your career and public image play a big role in your emotional life. There's a strong drive to find emotional validation through accomplishments and how others perceive you. Wherever your moon is, that area of life becomes a focal point for your emotional needs and instincts, offering insight into where you most naturally seek comfort and connection. Habit 2, sign placement of the moon, how you express emotions. The moon's sign gives a sense of your emotional style, shaping how you instinctively express and process feelings. Each sign adds its unique character to your inner world. Aries moon. If your moon is in Aries, you feel things intensely and react quickly. You're passionate, often impulsive, and may act on emotions before fully thinking things through. With a Taurus moon, your feelings are grounded and stable. You likely seek comfort in the tangible, material security, routine, and nature can bring you peace. Gemini moon. If you have a Gemini moon, your emotions are adaptable and curious. You're mentally active, but your feelings can shift quickly as you absorb new information and experiences. Cancer moon. A Cancer moon amplifies sensitivity and emotional depth. You're likely empathetic, nurturing, and deeply in touch with the feelings of those around you. The moon sign reveals your emotional temperament, coloring how you instinctively react and express yourself. Whether fiery, earthy, airy, or watery, each sign shapes your unique approach to processing and expressing feelings. 3. Nakshatra of the moon, the fine details of your emotional personality. The nakshatra, or lunar mansion, where your moon resides, adds specific attributes to your emotional and psychological profile. Each nakshatra has unique qualities that influence your instinctive reactions and inner world. Ashwini? If your moon is in Ashwini, you're drawn to spontaneity and adventure, with a deep need for freedom and action. Rohini, Taurus. With a Rohini moon, you're nurturing, sensual, and grounded. Emotions are tied to beauty, pleasure, and stability. Ashlesha brings emotional depth and sometimes secrecy. you're likely introspective with an intensity that can be both magnetic and private. MAGA. If your moon is in MAGA, pride and heritage matter to you emotionally. Family, roots, and tradition can evoke deep feelings and a strong sense of self. Each nakshatra brings a nuanced layer to your emotions, defining your instinctive responses, strengths, and even vulnerabilities, shaping how you connect with the world emotionally. 4. House placement of Cancer, where you seek emotional security. Since Cancer is ruled by the moon, the house Cancer occupies in your chart represents the area of life where you look for emotional stability and safety. This placement affects how and where you nurture yourself and find comfort. Cancer in the first house. If Cancer is in your first house, you instinctively seek emotional security in your self-image and personal authenticity. Nurturing yourself emotionally is key to feeling balanced. Cancer in the third house. Communication and relationships with siblings or close friends play a major role in your emotional life. Talking things through often helps you feel emotionally settled. Cancer in the fifth house. With Cancer in the fifth house, creativity, romance, and children become emotional outlets. You may feel a need to nurture in these areas, bringing warmth and sensitivity to your self-expression. Cancer in the 10th house. If Cancer is in your 10th house, your career and social standing provide emotional grounding. Public validation and career stability may be essential for your inner peace. Now let's deep dive into the moon in various ascendant signs and nakshatras, helping you study and understand where and how to take care of the moon, your emotional body. By grasping these principles, you'll better understand the areas of your life that need nurturing and support, allowing for greater emotional health and stability. Emotional foundations. The fourth lord in MAGA nakshatra, for all ascendants. In Vedic astrology, the fourth house governs emotional security, inner peace, home environment, and nurturing qualities, especially associated with the mother. When the fourth lord is positioned in MAGA nakshatra, ruled by Ketu, it introduces themes of ancestral pride, leadership, and responsibility to emotional foundations. MAGA, symbolized by a throne, represents authority, tradition, and a deep connection to lineage. This nakshatra shapes the emotional body with a strong sense of legacy, honor, and the desire to lead and protect one's family values. Aries ascendant, moon as the fourth lord in MAGA nakshatra, fifth house. Ascendant characteristics. Aries, ruled by Mars, is bold, action-oriented, and naturally inclined toward leadership. Aries natives are independent, courageous, and driven to achieve personal growth. With the moon as the fourth lord in the fifth house, Aries natives connect emotional security to creativity, intellectual pursuits, and their relationships with children. MAGA nakshatra enhances their leadership abilities and fosters pride in nurturing family traditions and values. Emotional body. Moon in MAGA fosters an emotionally confident and proud nature. These natives find fulfillment in leading by example, nurturing creativity, and embracing their responsibility to family and community. MAGA encourages emotional stability through honoring traditions and creating a legacy. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of pride, discipline, and nurturing relationships, fostering emotional growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, leadership, and respect for tradition, teaching the importance of creating stability and maintaining a strong sense of legacy. MAGA's energy promotes emotional clarity and pride within family dynamics. Taurus ascendant, sun as the fourth lord in MAGA nakshatra, fourth house. Ascendant characteristics. Taurus, ruled by Venus, values stability, comfort, and material security. Taurus natives are grounded, patient, and focused on creating harmony in their environment. Fourth lord, sun, in fourth house. With the sun as the fourth lord in its own house, Taurus natives deeply connect emotional security to their home, family, and traditions. MAGA nakshatra enhances their ability to uphold family honor and maintain harmony within their domestic environment. Emotional body. Sun in MAGA fosters a strong sense of emotional authority and stability. These individuals derive fulfillment from maintaining family traditions, creating a secure environment, and being a source of guidance for others. MAGA encourages emotional growth through leadership and pride in family values. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of tradition, pride, and emotional strength, fostering a space for security and harmony. The mother may instill values of discipline, respect, and resilience, teaching the importance of upholding family traditions and legacy. Maga's influence promotes renewal and strength within family dynamics. Gemini Ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, third house. Ascendant characteristics. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, is communicative, adaptable, and intellectually curious. Gemini natives thrive on learning, networking, and exploring new ideas and perspectives. Fourth lord, Mercury in third house. For Gemini natives, Mercury as the fourth lord in the third house connects emotional security to communication, intellectual pursuits, and relationships with siblings or peers. Maga Nakshatra enhances their ability to lead in social and intellectual settings, fostering growth through meaningful connections. Emotional body. Mercury in Maga fosters a confident and dynamic emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from nurturing relationships, exploring intellectual opportunities, and embracing leadership roles in their social circles. Maga encourages emotional growth through honoring traditions and fostering harmonious communication. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize intellectual engagement, discipline, and pride in family values, fostering emotional growth through meaningful connections. The mother may instill values of wisdom, adaptability, and leadership, teaching the importance of maintaining harmony and honoring traditions. Maga's energy promotes emotional clarity and resilience within family dynamics. Cancer Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, second house. Ascendant characteristics. Cancer, ruled by the moon, is nurturing, emotionally sensitive, and family-oriented. Cancer natives prioritize emotional security and harmonious relationships. Fourth lordess in second house. For Cancer ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the second house connects emotional security to family values, wealth, and communication. Maga Nakshatra enhances their pride in family traditions and their ability to maintain harmony in their domestic life. Emotional body. Venus in Maga fosters a proud and nurturing emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment in preserving family values, creating financial stability, and fostering meaningful communication. Maga encourages emotional growth through respect for tradition and dedication to legacy. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of care, pride, and financial stability, fostering emotional growth and self-worth. The mother may instill values of leadership, respect, and nurturing, teaching the importance of upholding family traditions. Maga's energy promotes emotional stability and pride within family dynamics. Leo Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra first house. Ascendant characteristics, Leo, ruled by the sun, is confident, dynamic, and self-expressive. Leo natives seek emotional security through leadership, creativity, and self-identity. Fourth lord, Mars, in first house. For Leo ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the first house connects emotional security directly to their self-expression, personal achievements, and leadership roles. Maga Nakshatra enhances their courage and responsibility toward upholding family values and traditions. Emotional body. Mars in Maga fosters a bold and authoritative emotional nature. These individuals derive fulfillment from protecting their family, embracing leadership roles, and building a legacy. Maga encourages emotional growth through self-confidence and a commitment to tradition. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize pride, discipline, and leadership, fostering emotional growth through familial honor. The mother may instill values of resilience, self-respect, and courage, teaching the importance of creating stability and maintaining a family legacy. Maga's influence promotes emotional strength and pride within family dynamics. Virgo Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, 12th house. Ascendant characteristics. Virgo, ruled by Mercury, is analytical, practical, and service-oriented. Virgo natives seek emotional security through intellectual engagement, structure, and meaningful service. Fourth lord in 12th house. For Virgo ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 12th house connects emotional security to spiritual exploration, charitable acts, and letting go of attachments. Maga Nakshatra enhances their ability to find fulfillment through service and introspection while honoring ancestral values. Emotional body. Jupiter in Maga fosters a nurturing and introspective emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from spiritual growth, supporting others, and honoring family traditions. Maga encourages emotional growth through service, self-awareness, and respect for legacy. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize tradition, spiritual practices, and emotional depth, fostering a foundation for growth through reflection. The mother may instill values of compassion, wisdom, and humility, teaching the importance of balancing worldly responsibilities with spiritual growth. Maga's influence promotes emotional clarity and renewal within family dynamics. Libra Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, 11th house. Ascendant characteristics. Libra, ruled by Venus, values harmony, balance, and meaningful relationships. Libra natives seek emotional security through fairness, intellectual engagement, and strong social connections. Fourth Lord Saturn in 11th house. For Libra ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 11th house connects emotional security to friendships, social networks, and shared goals. Maga Nakshatra enhances their sense of responsibility toward building lasting relationships and fostering community pride. Emotional body. Saturn in Maga fosters a disciplined and authoritative emotional nature. These natives find fulfillment through creating meaningful social ties, embracing leadership roles, and working toward long-term goals with integrity. Maga encourages emotional stability through collaboration and respect for tradition. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of structure, pride, and responsibility, fostering a foundation for personal and social growth. The mother may instill values of resilience, discipline, and leadership, teaching the importance of building harmonious relationships and honoring family legacy. Maga's energy promotes emotional depth and pride within family and community dynamics. Scorpio Ascendant, Saturn as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, 10th house. Ascendant characteristics. Scorpio, co-ruled by Mars and Ketu, is intense, transformative, and emotionally resilient. Scorpio natives seek emotional security through power, control, and meaningful achievements. Fourth Lord Saturn in 10th house. For Scorpio ascendants, Saturn as the fourth lord in the 10th house connects emotional security to professional accomplishments, leadership roles, and public recognition. Maga Nakshatra enhances their ability to lead with honor and protect their family's legacy through disciplined actions. Emotional body. Saturn in Maga fosters a disciplined and ambitious emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from achieving career goals, maintaining family pride, and embracing leadership responsibilities. Maga encourages emotional growth through perseverance, accountability, and dedication to values. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize discipline, structure, and pride in traditions, fostering emotional growth through legacy preservation. The mother may instill values of responsibility, resilience, and ambition, teaching the importance of balancing professional success with family honor. Maga's influence promotes emotional clarity and strength within family dynamics. Sagittarius Ascendant, Jupiter as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, 9th house. Ascendant characteristics, Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, is adventurous, philosophical, and optimistic. Sagittarius natives prioritize emotional security through spiritual exploration, higher learning, and meaningful connections. Fourth Lord, Jupiter, in 9th house. For Sagittarius ascendants, Jupiter as the fourth lord in the 9th house connects emotional security to philosophy, spirituality, and travel. Maga Nakshatra enhances their pride in ancestral wisdom and their ability to grow emotionally through spiritual teachings and traditions. Emotional body. Jupiter in Maga fosters a nurturing and spiritually grounded emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from exploring philosophical truths, honoring traditions, and contributing to the greater good. Maga encourages emotional growth through wisdom, respect for legacy, and spiritual exploration. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize tradition, spirituality, and intellectual growth, fostering a foundation for self-discovery and connection. The mother may instill values of compassion, curiosity, and respect for ancestral teachings, teaching the importance of blending emotional growth with spiritual wisdom. Maga's influence promotes clarity and renewal within family and spiritual dynamics. Hash, Capricorn Ascendant, Mars as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, 8th house. Ascendant characteristics. Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, is disciplined, practical, and goal-oriented. Capricorn natives seek emotional security through stability, responsibility, and perseverance. Fourth lord, Mars, in 8th house. For Capricorn ascendants, Mars as the fourth lord in the 8th house connects emotional security to transformation, shared resources, and the exploration of deeper emotional truths. Maga Nakshatra enhances their ability to navigate emotional intensity and honor ancestral values during times of change. Emotional body. Mars in Maga fosters a deeply transformative and emotionally resilient nature. These natives derive fulfillment from addressing hidden emotional patterns, managing shared responsibilities, and preserving family honor. Maga encourages emotional growth through introspection, adaptability, and respect for traditions. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of transformation, depth, and ancestral pride, fostering growth through emotional exploration and resilience. The mother may instill values of courage, discipline, and legacy preservation, teaching the importance of emotional renewal and inner strength. Maga's energy promotes emotional clarity and transformation within family dynamics. Hash, Aquarius Ascendant, Venus as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, 7th house. Ascendant characteristics. Aquarius, ruled by Saturn, values innovation, intellectual growth, and humanitarian ideals. Aquarius natives prioritize emotional security through meaningful relationships and collaborative efforts. Fourth lord, Venus in 7th house. For Aquarius ascendants, Venus as the fourth lord in the 7th house connects emotional security to partnerships, diplomacy, and mutual respect in relationships. Maga Nakshatra enhances their ability to nurture harmony and pride in their partnerships while honoring family values. Emotional body. Venus in Maga fosters a nurturing and relationship-focused emotional nature. These natives derive fulfillment from creating harmonious partnerships, fostering mutual respect, and embracing shared responsibilities. Maga encourages emotional growth through collaboration and respect for traditions. Connection to home and family. The home environment may reflect themes of balance, pride, and nurturing relationships, fostering emotional security through partnerships. The mother may instill values of harmony, adaptability, and mutual respect, teaching the importance of honoring both individual and shared goals. Maga's influence promotes emotional clarity and pride within familial and relational dynamics. Pisces Ascendant, Mercury as the fourth lord in Maga Nakshatra, 6th house. Ascendant characteristics. Pisces, ruled by Jupiter, is compassionate, imaginative, and spiritually inclined. Pisces natives seek emotional security through creativity, nurturing relationships, and intellectual growth. Fourth lord Mercury in 6th house. For Pisces ascendants, Mercury as the fourth lord in the 6th house connects emotional security to service, conflict resolution, and intellectual engagement. Maga Nakshatra enhances their ability to navigate emotional complexities and maintain a sense of pride in overcoming challenges. Emotional body. Mercury in Maga fosters an emotionally curious and reflective nature. These natives derive fulfillment from resolving issues, fostering meaningful communication, and serving others. Maga encourages emotional growth through responsibility, intellectual clarity, and respect for family values. Connection to home and family. The home environment may emphasize communication, discipline, and service, fostering emotional growth through intellectual and practical engagement. The mother may instill values of adaptability, humility, and resilience, teaching the importance of balancing emotional depth with practical responsibilities. Maga's influence promotes clarity and emotional renewal within family dynamics and service-oriented experiences.